sense wearing out. It's not as potent as it used to be. I'll just have to swap these pairs with the one he has on. What the hell is the holdup? He should have been here like 3 minutes ago. He better not be ignoring my text. He said he'd be here by. Finally! Did you get fucking lost? What took you so long? Whatever, just get over here. Did you go to the gym like I asked? Good. And you walked here too, correct? Oh, excellent. You're gonna smell so fucking good. Let's just get these pants off. Oh, and there he is. Oh my God, it's so good. It's so ripe. Oh, musk is so fucking potent. It's delicious. I can't wait for you to breathe my throat. Your balls smell so full. I need them in my mouth. You have such a strong flavor. I love it so much. And they feel so heavy on my tongue. I know they're absolutely stuffed with cum. I want that fucking load so bad. You have no idea how much I needed this. If you were any later, I don't know what I would have done. You need to learn how to watch the damn clock. This might just be a casual thing for you, but I need this. Just thinking about a date with all your cock and balls in my mouth makes me so sick. 3 minutes late is still late. Just be on time next time. Oh, and before you leave, I need another pair of your boxers. These ones lost their smell. I don't know, we see each other frequently, but sometimes it feels like the time in between me getting to have your cock in my mouth lasts for eons. And your boxers are the only thing that can tide me over. Sometimes if it gets too hot, I think the smell might be a bit more noticeable. I've gotten a couple confused looks before. They can smell the potent odor of your sweat and ball musk, but they don't know where it's coming from. But if I'm honest, I don't care. I think they should be grateful that they even got a whiff of these masterpieces between your legs. Okay, I need her cock in my mouth. Just like before. Is exactly what I needed. I feel like I was gonna go crazy for a second. I'm starting to think we don't see each other enough. Once a day just isn't working out anymore. I need more than that. Much more than that. Something about the way this fat dick fills my mouth just makes me feel so fulfilled. It makes me feel all tingly. And I start to get lightheaded. And my body feels like it's on fire. It feels so fucking good. I love coming from getting my mouth fucked. It's such a great feeling. Being able to come hands-free. But the only thing giving me stimulation and pleasure is this gorgeous cock stretching my throat open. Nothing beats that first initial pop whenever you force that fat dick into my throat. Whenever my throat muscles tighten back up and you have to work it back open by popping the throat cherry all over again. Oh, it's fucking good. That big dick clogging my airways, suffocating me with its size until I can't take it anymore. But eventually I have to come up for air. And I hate that. You have no idea how much I fucking hate that. I wish I didn't have to breathe at all. And you could just abuse my mouth for as long as you wanted. I want that dick sloppy and coated in all of my third slime. I want to be a drooling, cummy mess with a mouthful of cock. I want you to keep pounding me until my brain turns to mush from coming so hard. The only time I want you to stop is when you get ready to shoot that load. I want you to hold my head all the way down, your balls dancing on my chin. While they shoot those hot milky ropes right into my stomach. That feeling of your cock pulsing and throbbing, desperately trying to get my throat pregnant, is so magical. Oh shit. Oh, I think I need a moment. I don't want to come just yet. You haven't fucked my mouth yet. Okay, I think I'm ready for you to fuck my face now. I'm really close, and I know you're pretty close too. I need to feel that salty, slimy payload spraying down my throat. I love your cum so much. I love when it gets all thin and runny whenever I milk you with my mouth, and you can't build up a proper load. I love it when it gets extra thick and gooey when we don't see each other for a while, and your balls get all puffy and swollen with creamy seed. Oh, I love sticking my tongue out and feeling that extra creamy white gunk spill over my tongue, filling my mouth completely. But we'll have to save that for another time. I need it deep today. Like I said before, I needed to hold my head down on that huge dick as you pumped that load directly into my stomach. I needed to fuck my mouth like you're just as addicted to this as I am. I needed to grab my head. More. I need more. Please keep going. I love how you use me like a fuck toy. It makes me feel so hot. I can feel how close you are. Are you edging yourself with my throat? That's so naughty. Please don't make me wait anymore. I need your cum, please. Please come using my mouth. I need it. Please, please, please. That felt so good. I finally feel like myself again. Sorry if I scared you. I'm getting crazy for your dick like that. I just can't hold myself sometimes. Oh, thank you. I'm glad you understand. All of my exes told me my addiction was too much, but I don't know. I guess I just don't understand that. Like, why would you complain about getting blown to completion like 4 or 5 times a day? Oh, thank you. I almost forgot I asked you to swap them out. Oh, yeah, these are perfect. Oh, and before you go, I know I was cock drunk when I said it, but I meant it when I said we should meet up more often. Once a day really isn't gonna cut it anymore. I was thinking I could maybe like spend the night at your place sometime. You're in E building, right? Third floor, room 306. Well, I only know that because we worked on the project together. Oh, that's right. We did it at my place. Okay, truth be told, I followed you home one night, but like it was only once, so it doesn't count as stalking. Okay, fine. Sue me. I stalked you. Are you gonna let me spend the night worshiping your dick or not? Yes, thank you so much. I'm so glad we can come to such a mutual beneficial agreement. I'll head back to my dorm and pack my stuff. I don't need much, so it won't take long. No, I'm not gonna raid your clothes bin for dirty boxers. Probably. But yeah, just leave the door unlocked and I'll be there in like 10 minutes tops. I'm really not that far. Perfect. Sounds good. I'll see you then.